Blog Talk Radio.
To join the conversation tonight, we are going to have a preview of our annual members meeting and convention, which is going to be held this weekend. Stay there. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Thursday night call. of Us Lifting Us, sponsored by Us Lifting Us. Dare to Win is a place where we have sobering conversation on the economic and political plight of Black people globally and the Us Lifting Us plan for economic and political empowerment globally. Tonight, we will be discussing a preview of the annual members meeting that's coming up this weekend. Joining me primarily is Brother Baba Hakima, who is one of our board members, founding board members. Also on the line is Sister Nanana, another board member, and Brother Thurman Smith, who is also a board member. We would like for you to join the conversation, ask questions. We want you to know what we're doing. So, peace. Baba Hakima, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, sis, and always good to be with the family. And as feedback, I'm hearing myself. So
okay.
Somebody with a speakerphone.
Okay. Now, I don't hear any of that.
Okay. It clear? No, I'm hearing it now.
Okay. Now, would that be somebody who's possibly called in is not on the line, or would have to be somebody that's on the line?
Well, it's somebody whose mic you've opened.
Okay, so that would be, it's only the four of us open. So it would be.
Okay. Yeah. Well, of course, we have other people listening and people listening from the website as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'd like to say that I was on mute, so it was not me.
Yeah.
And if you've got two devices on, you know, such as a phone and a computer, that can cause feedback.
Okay. I'm just on the computer, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's continue. And maybe, sis, you'll need to close all of our lines except one until and open them later.
Okay, we'll try it that way. I'm going to do that. This
you know, there's,
not...
there's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a saying... We're still getting a whole lot of feedback. but there's an old saying that the road to success is always under construction. So, so that's where we are now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can go ahead. You can carry the conversation. What you would like our members to know about
right.
the upcoming meeting and convention?
Well, thank you, sis. And it's real serious still. See, I can hear myself feeding back, and I'm not on a speakerphone. I'm on a receiver, and so it's just you and I. So I'm thinking. Your mic is the problem.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm just on the computer, so I don't know how to deal with that. Listen.
Okay. Well, family, those out there in the listening audience, of course, this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, ULU members from around the world will come together. And this will be our first annual meeting that we will be meeting virtually. We're so used to actually seeing each other, being able to embrace each other, get, you know, those real vibrations from each other. But we're going to do the best we can in this virtual Zoom environment. And it's something that we look forward to each year. Not only just to come together as family, but to actually conduct business of the enterprise, us lifting us economic development cooperative, and a good part of what we'll be doing is taking care of electing new board members. In Ulu, we have a 9-member board of directors, and those members serve a 3-year term, but it's rotational. So each year, 3 members, their seats are, or their terms are over, and their seats are vacated. And if the member seeks to or desires to serve again, their name can be put back in nomination. Excuse me. But what it does, it allows for existing board members to have an easy way to decamp, so to speak, and not allow their name to be put back into rotation. Or if they've been doing a good job and the membership and they're willing to serve, the membership can put them back in place. But the total membership in attendance can nominate people for all 3 of those positions. And in Ulu, we have a system based on 1 member, 1 vote with elected leadership. It's a cooperative group-owned business enterprise. And so, again, this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will be dealing with different aspects of what we would call family business. Some of it, of course, is entertainment, education, but part of it is getting down to the nuts and bolts of running a global cooperative. So I'll just get started there, sis, and of course we can bring in any of the other family members that can add to it, or you can ask questions as well.
Okay. So what you said it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Do you have the times and who qualifies to be present?
Well, this is a closed meeting and convention. It's only open to Ulu members. And for Ulu members who are on the call and you may not have registered yet, the way you register is by going to our website, usliftingus.com, and anyone can go to the site, but only members can go into the area where you can register for the conference. And what you do on the menu tab, after the menu item join, the next one is members only. Click that, and there's a drop-down menu. And there are 2 choices, Members Portal and Ulu Community. You want to click Members Portal and then put in your email address and your password. If you don't know your password or you've forgotten it, just simply alert the process that you lost your password, and it will allow you to reset your password. And once you enter the Members Portal, then look at the menu tab across the top and go to the annual meeting and convention. Click that tab, and on the page you can register. And it's a $25 registration fee for all 3 days. And once you register, you'll get the links for all 3 days. And I think it starts 1 o'clock tomorrow, Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, the itinerary will have the times for other time zones. In particular, we are concerned about making sure we accommodate the needs of our brothers and sisters on the continent. And so our members there are, I think, 5 hours away from the Eastern Standard Time. But Nanana would know better the schedule than I would, and you may want to bring her in.
Okay, let me see if I can. Oh, that's not Nana. Okay, I'm going to bring Nana in now. See if I, she would like to add something. Sister Nana, are you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings.
Greetings. Were you able to hear what Baba Hakima said?
Yes, I did. And thank you, Baba, for sharing that information with our listeners. You were sharing information concerning the time, start time for each of the days. And on Friday, yes, we are starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday. And for our brothers and sisters on the continent, that's going to be 6 p.m. And we will be ending up right at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for us here, which will be 9 p.m. for brothers and sisters on the continent. And then on the second day, which is Saturday, March 13th, we are starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on that day. And for those on the continent, that'll be 3 p.m. And we will be ending up that day at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time for the second day. And the third day, the start time is also 10 a.m. We'll be ending up a little bit earlier on that day, about 2 p.m. And we do want to keep in mind that daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. And so we'll be reminding folks as we wind up on Saturday to be sure to set their clocks forward 1 hour, so that they'll be with us in a timely fashion for Sunday. And our theme for this year, economic sovereignty and the urgency of now. The Ulu vision and plan for Africa and her descendants in the 21st century. So that will be the focus of our 3 days around the whole subject of economic sovereignty and the urgency of achieving that sovereignty now, as immediately as possible. So hopefully that information is helpful. And Baba Hakima, I'll let you go ahead and share anything else that you had in mind to speak about concerning the conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nana.
And thank you, sis. It's going to be an exciting weekend. I can tell from the pre-planning sessions we've had, we're going to be entertained, we're going to be educated, and in many areas in terms of projects, business projects that we're looking at, new tools in terms of communication, education, and sharing with the family. So I really want to encourage all members who are listening this evening, if you haven't registered, go ahead and register this evening so you can be with us. But I guess the main thing I want to express is that these annual meetings is just one element of building the machinery of economic self-determination. And brothers and sisters will be chiming in from across the U.S. and in other places as well. And we're just been sharpening our process and preparing ourselves for the rest of this year. We have some strong, very aggressive targets in terms of growth, in terms of new members, and also in terms of funding some of our business projects. So we'll be covering some of that as we go through this weekend.
Okay. We have someone, 3176.
Greetings.
Peace, Brother
greetings,
Auntie.
Greetings, Sister Q. Baba Hekima, this is Brother Auntie calling from Atlanta. How's everybody feeling this evening?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Good, good. Baba Hekima, I just wanted to add on to what Sister Nanana shared about the title of the conference, Economic Sovereignty and the Urgency of Now, the ULU Vision and Action Plan for Africa and Her Descendants in the 21st Century. And we're excited because in addition to everything that's already been said, we also have Professor Ezra Aharon, who is on faculty at Delaware State University, who has written several books, and the most recent one is Sovereign Psyche. And so he's going to help us lay a foundation as we think about the implications of economic sovereignty now. And so we're really looking forward to that. He's the keynote speaker who will present tomorrow at 1:15. So we encourage all of us to clear space and plan to be on the Zoom at 1:15 to hear Professor Aharon's keynote address. Also, in addition, I'm trying to think, we have some exciting projects that are going on the African continent about recycling of plastic into construction bricks. And then on Sunday, Sister Tavana Evans, who has been on Dare to Win a couple of times, she's the founder and designer of Guapcoin, which is a black digital cryptocurrency. And she'll be sharing with us on Sunday. So the lineup is very exciting. In addition to the important work that we have to do, just ways of increasing the number of tools in our toolbox so we can really be sharp and focused as we move further into 2021. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Sister Q, and thank you, Baba Hekima.
Oh, thank you, Brother Auntie. Baba Hekima, are you?
Yeah.
Anything
thank you,
else?
Auntie, for that. Yeah, thank Brother Auntie for, and of course, our keynote speaker, I want to go a little further. This is a brother who is special to us. There are three books that I know of that he's written. The first book is Pawned Sovereignty. And of course, if you go to a pawn shop, anything you trade in, you trade in a greater value for a lesser value. And so
mm-hmm.
in that book, he stressed that we've pawned our sovereignty for something of lesser value. And in his second book, Sovereign Evolution, he suggests that people who have self-awareness, who identify as a social, cultural, political group, evolve to a sovereign position. So he talks about the fact that we, as an African people, are evolving to a sovereign position. And in his last book, The Sovereign Psyche, and for members, it's in our back office, the link to purchase his book, and we recommend that we all purchase the book. And the e-book is around $4, so it's very easy to purchase. But in that book, The Sovereign Psyche, he lets us know that once a people or elements of a people reach a sovereign psyche or a sovereign mindset, there's primarily two things that person or that people focus on. And it's those two things are building systems and building institutions that further the self-interest of that people. So it's in that mindset that we naturally do what most creatures do is build for the preservation and the extension of the self-authentic people. But anyway, I'm excited to have him with us. And there'll be other entertainers as well. Anyone prepared to talk about the cultural piece that will be shared also tomorrow?
Okay.
Well, my line is open, so I'll just, before we get to the cultural expression, I do want to pick up on Baba Hakima's last comments about Professor Ezra Aharon. We on the board studied large segments of his most recent book, Sovereign Psyche. And one of the things that captivated me on a personal note was part of what he covers is the subject of chattel freedom versus self-authentic sovereignty for us as African people. And I had never heard that expression of chattel freedom before. And he makes a very clear argument to help us understand that even though $1.3 trillion flows through the hands of black people in the United States, what has not changed for us is the designation of us as chattel. When we see Brother George Floyd on the ground and officer with his knee on his neck until he dies, human beings are not treated that way. Self-determining people are not treated that way. People who are sovereign are not treated that way because they have the power in the institutions to protect themselves. So when we see those kinds of atrocities and abuses being committed against us, that's because we are existing in a state of chattel freedom. We quote unquote are free, but we have not erased that designation of ourselves as chattel. And I just thought that was powerful teaching. And so I'm really looking forward to the other aspects that he will share with the members on tomorrow, Bob.
Ashe.
That's a very interesting point, because one of the things we say is when we have the power, the continental cohesion, then all of us are safe, no matter where we are in the world, because we have governmental backing, so to speak, that can put pressure on other governments. As you know, like in Chinese people in the U.S. don't necessarily get to go through the U.S. court system because China makes sure of that, you know. So I think that's an important thing for us to understand what sovereignty for us would what it would change on a day-to-day basis, I guess is how we say it. You look at things, as you said, look at a situation like George Floyd or Trayvon Martin or anybody, and say, if we were sovereign, this would not happen. What do we need to do to stop this from happening? Because marching doesn't work. It's just, you know, the cattle stampeding, so to speak. And when we calm down, the stampede goes away. I think
so well put, yeah. Sister Q. But I do want to mention to Baba Hakima's earlier point that we are also having Brother Ngaza and Sister Nanthet. I may not be saying her name correct, but they are part of the cultural expression on tomorrow under the name of Fruit of Labor. A very exciting ensemble, and so that's going to be very rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have presenters from our Ghana contingent who are going to be sharing some exciting news with us about events that are taking place on the continent. So there's going to be music, there's going to be spoken word, there's going to be drumming. It's going to be an African festival, and I know our members are going to thoroughly enjoy themselves.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. And we're going to have a little bit of cultural expression here now, and then we'll be back to talk about our annual members meeting and convention that's being held this weekend. Can we get the music to play?
Out of the drum we come. As a people, out of the drum we come. Hey. Out of the drum we come. Oh. As a people, out of the drum we come. Oh. Out of the drum.
The song, the cultural piece, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, that's special to you, it's special to me, it's special to all of us, and
right.
Family, that was Dale Jones, who in the flesh is no longer with us, but Sister Q's life partner. And I was fortunate enough to be with both of them many, many years ago. And, you know, that piece is very special to me, and I know very special to Q. So thank you for blessing us. Did you want to say anything about the memory of Dale?
No.
No? Okay. But
the thing was, I remembered that you had asked one time for that song.
Yes, indeed.
And how to get a hold of it. So I thought that rather than waiting for the weekend for Dell to join us, we would invite him to come along now. So,
thank you. Thank you.
Kind of like the beginning of the convention tonight. You know, let him know that we are trying to carry on the work. We are not trying. We are carrying on the work that he spoke about with such passion. He was very clear that we needed to be handling our own business. And so that is what we are doing.
Exactly.
And as he says, the dance of the elder, respect the elders. And, you know, as my aunt would say, we're old coals.
We just
got some stuff to do, and we're doing it. We want to encourage the youth, let them know that we want them to join our venture, because actually it's for them that we're doing. I mean, we want to reap we want to see the fruits of our labors, so to speak, but we also want to see them as they grow into what we're creating, and see them get over and start their path or start their journey on the path. So that we can, you know that we have done something memorable or something that meant something to someone else. And we don't measure that in the way that that the standard society encourages people to measure success. I think our greatest success is passing on the cultural piece and giving our youth the vision of ownership and economic and political empowerment.
Yes, and the tools, of course. That's part of what we do. Mm-hmm. Of fashion, the tools, the institutions, the infrastructure, whatever we might call it. Sister Nanana, Brother Unkti, anything else we need to point out that we haven't already shared about this coming weekend?
Well, thank you, Baba Hakima. What I would add is that I think another important piece that will be shared this weekend will be an opportunity to learn for some folks and to reiterate for others the structure of ULU, of Us Lifting Us. Sister Q is going to be talking about our organizational structure via sharing the org chart and how that is set up. And Baba Hakima, you're going to be covering some important subjects such as the UBCs, as well as some other pieces. You'll be talking about our website, our new website that we have, and how that's been structured and set up to make it more user-friendly and all of the information that's on there. So I think there's some real opportunities there for people to truly know about some of the basic building blocks that go into or that are part of Us Lifting Up. Brother Aki, he's still on the line. He's going to be sharing about Chao Kiku as well as some of the specific initiatives that the membership committee will be moving forward with. And Brother Thurman will be talking about part of what we're doing with our radio program right now and what we can expect moving forward in the future with Dare to Win. So some of those basic building blocks and basic communication pieces around Ulu, and I think it's important that information gets out. Continuing with our acknowledgement and our recognition of our culture, we're going to have Brother Patrick Duncan, who is a very, very talented poet and spoken word artist. He also does some acting, and Brother Patrick Duncan, who's also known as the Preacher Man, will be sharing some poetry with us as another part of our cultural expression. And there'll be some other pieces that will be interspersed, because for us as African-descended people, constantly and always staying in touch with the culture is very important. So those are a few things that I would like to share with our listeners out there to give another perspective on other pieces of the conference that are going to be shared. And the last thing I would say that I think is really exciting is that Brother Madike, who is also on the board, will be doing a presentation on one of our newest initiatives, which is the New Reality Networking Initiative, where we will be taking a global perspective, literally seeking out all around the globe what we as African-descended people are doing to move ourselves forward in this post-pandemic environment. So, boy, the weekend is just so full of so many things. I think that we're just hitting the highlights here. So I'll step away from my microphone right now and give opportunity to anyone else who has other things they'd like to share that are going to be or highlighted for our conference coming up. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nadana. I think Brother Thurman's line is open. Are you there, Brother Thurman? So I don't remember your number, so that might not be you.
I did want to, in addition to what Sister Nanana shared, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. There were a number of formations in the 60s and 70s that gave so much impetus and energy to the move for self-determination on behalf of our people. And one of the groups that was perhaps strongest and has lasted the longest and has contributed perhaps the most, the Republic of New Africa, they are members of Us Lifting Us. And they have a number of economic entities And they want to share with the ULU membership tomorrow, specifically about the Alliance of New African Economic Development Associations. So a Brother Lumumba is going to make a presentation to us on Sunday, bringing us up to speed on these very powerful economic initiatives that are part of what they call the Lumumba Territory. So members want to definitely be on the line Sunday morning to hear this presentation, and I'm certainly looking forward to it.
That sounds very interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
If I could just follow up, the New African Investment Associations, I'm not sure that's the full name. They probably are not officially a part of the Republic of New Africa, but Brother Dimitri comes out of that organization and provisional government. That's my background as well. But the New African Investment Associations, they're scattered. I think there's five or six associations in Mississippi. And as they progress, they are moving into the space where they could become a financial backbone for a lot of the work that we need to do in the Black Belt South, as you call it, the Lumumba District. And so, yes, that's exciting, and I too am looking forward to that. It's just an impactful weekend that we're looking forward to. It's a benefit-rich, culturally rich, educationally rich agenda that we have assembled. And, of course, this will be the first time that we come together virtually. As I mentioned earlier, we are used to coming together face-to-face. But, of course, the quote-unquote pandemic, some people call it plandemic, is interrupting our ability to embrace as we normally do. I just want to make this announcement for brothers and sisters who are listening to us online. Please take the opportunity to follow us. Click follow, and what that will mean is that you will automatically receive notifications anytime that we come live with or set up a new episode for Dare to Win. And we definitely apologize for the technical problems that we're having this evening, and we will correct those and be prepared to have a cleaner broadcast next week. We still have a few minutes left. Anything else, Brother Anki, that we haven't covered?
Well, we haven't said anything about well, there's two things we have to talk about. One of them is we're witnessing the heightened tensions in IT. Mama Baina Bello was with us last week on Dare to Win, and helping us to understand the connection. Well, I mean, it's not a secret. We know that much of this disruption and the interference on in Haiti is a result of the American State Department constantly propping up leaders that basically are there in a very neocolonial relationship, and they just basically allow the treasuries to be raided and the people to continue to be oppressed. I'm also thinking about the fact that our brother Madike, who is in Senegal, made us aware that tensions are escalating and rising in Senegal, and there's pressures there. We know there are a number of hot spots on the African continent, and all of this is happening in the context of the African Free Trade Agreement that has been struck and is now slowly, bit by bit, being implemented. One of the things that Professor Aharon is going to address in his remarks is giving us a fuller understanding of the implications of that African Free Trade Agreement, both in terms of what are the pitfalls, but also what are the opportunities for those of us that are organized and can move strategically in a very fluid environment. So I think that's critical because the world is not standing still. it's moving at breakneck speed. And as you have said on other occasions, Baba Hekima, we have to be nimble and to be able to do analysis on the fly and then come to the positions that make the most sense in the moment. So that is something that is a very exciting to me. And the other piece that I wanted to just touch on, and Baba Hekima, you can say more about this, is the Ulu Trade Basket. Now, I'm really excited about this. This is the Ulu Mart in the 21st century and beyond. So many of us were drawn to Ulu initially because we were talking about the purchase of 150,000 square foot facility and building it out with vendors and African culture and a food mart and just a number of economic activity to go on in this building. That still is a very significant part of the Ulu mission. But Baba Hekima, and working with another team, has carried that vision even further into an online mall. And I'll let Baba Hekima say more about that. I don't want to give it all away tonight, but I certainly think that those of us who are on the call will be interested in hearing more about the Ulu Trade Basket. Baba Hekima?
Yes, and we've secured the domain name, the Trade Basket, and we really want to brand it as the go-to online platform for everything related to economic self-determination for African people in the world. So the Trade Basket will not only be a marketplace, but it will be a search engine, a business directory, an iMall for other platforms, but it will be so much more. And so we'll be doing a presentation on the Trade Basket this weekend. But for members, this will also be a secondary Ulu-owned business as well, because the Trade Basket has various ways of raising revenue. And so it will be an online business owned by Ulu and owned by all of us who are Ulu members. And it'll just be in cyberspace. It won't be on the ground, so to speak. But there are many features to it, and it has far-reaching implications in that the Trade Basket won't compete with our already existing online platforms. It'll just be a way of embracing them and creating the intersection and connecting points for much of what is already out there, and also to give specific attention to the work of Ulu members in local communities that would be doing some very creative things in terms of mapping the business environment locally, helping to start new Ulu businesses, and connecting all of these activities and points of economic penetration on a cyber platform, on an online platform. So we'll give more clarity to that over the weekend, and then in the coming weeks as we develop it more and it's going to be a very exciting piece and a connector for much of what we do otherwise. Thank you for the question, brother. We've got about 5 minutes left. Any parting instructions for the family as we close out?
Well, I think you already covered it, that for those who may not have registered just yet, there's still time. But you need to go to the website, usliftingus.com, and you'll see where it says members. Click on that, and as soon as you click on that, you'll see the registration button, and you can register for the conference. And you will receive the Zoom invitation as part of your registration information. So, again, it's not too late. We know how sometimes we put things off until the last moment. So if you find yourself in that category, please, please, please make your way to the Us Lifting Us website. Click on the members only and then hit the registration button so you can be a part of this very, very exciting and critically important annual members meeting and convention. That's all that I would add, Baba Hakima. Sister Q, what else you got?
Remind people that I guess membership dues have to be up to date before they can register.
And it will alert them and provide instructions for that. Yes, thank you for that. And again, go to usliftingus.com, click the members only tab, go into the members portal, and go to the information about the convention, and you can register there. If you're having problems, don't hesitate to give us a call at 404-592-2780 or email us at info@usliftingus.com. info@usliftingus.com. And, but again, even though it may be late, if this evening you're having problems, 404-592-2780. And again, don't forget to, for those of us who are listening via the internet, go ahead and register to follow Dare to Win so you receive automatically anytime we set up a new episode. Sister Q, it's your thing.
Okay, so
Sister Q, there is one caller at 7188. Did you want to have them make their comment or ask a question?
Okay, 7188, I'm not seeing it.
I see it. Let me open
it. Oh, I got it. I see it. Okay.
Greetings. Would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Stanley Scott. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm with the African American Economic Recovery Think Tank.
Welcome.
Greetings.
Yes, I was calling.
Go ahead.
I was calling because as I was listening, our research from the African American Think Tank, we deal with economics when it comes to the African American community. We have a little over, about 15,000 members. But my main concern here, I'm noticing in the African American community because of technology, we are spreading ourselves too thin with our different organizations. Our research showed that we have so many organizations starting up because of the internet. We are just spreading ourselves too thin to make an impact with each other. That's my question. What can we do to bring organization close to together?
If I could answer, if you'd give us the your web address, I'm sure we could reach out to you. We're right at the end of the show, but we'd love to look at what you what you're doing there in Florida. How can we find
you? No, I'm national.
You?
I'm national.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm national. I'm not just Florida. I'm
right.
National. Yes.
What's your web address?
But
what's your
easy.
Web address?
It's very easy. It's the @ A A E R T T. Yeah, you just Google that, it'll come right up.
Repeat that again, please.
That was the @ A A E R T T.
All
right. I visited your location about 2 years ago.
Thank you. Thank you. We've got the address. So, Sister Q,
okay.
Close us out.
Okay. Thank you, brother. This has been Dare to Win, and we are looking for you all this weekend and also back here next Thursday night at 9 o'clock. With that, we will say peace and here's a little bit of music for you as you go home. Thank you for joining us.
Ashe.
You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
A new world order where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American. Every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.